Hi, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Feel prompted to say that there's someone listening today who's really struggling, and they have been kind of hitting the bottoms of their depression and feel like God doesn't see. And I just want to remind you today that He does see, and He does reach His hand toward you. Even if you don't feel it, He wants to rescue you and pull you out of that deep dungeon that you're in. There is light that He wants to give you and hope, and He has not forsaken you. He sees you and He wants to deliver you. And so I know that maybe that even seems complicated to hear, but it is the truth, and He loves you. And so I just want you to know that if you're struggling today, the Lord sees, He knows, and He loves you, and He will pursue you. All right, today I'm reading from Psalm 110. This is a Psalm of David in the English Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments from the womb of the morning. The dew of your youth will be yours. The Lord has sworn and will not change His mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings on the day of His wrath. He will execute judgment among the nations, filling them with corpses. He will shatter chiefs over the wide earth. He will drink from the brook of the way. Therefore, He will lift up His head. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for one of these messianic psalms. And there's a lot of these throughout the book of Psalms, and this is one of them. And thank you so much for how Melchizedek is unpacked in the book of Hebrews. And so if folks are wondering who in the heck is Melchizedek, read the book of Hebrews and you will understand who Melchizedek is and why he is a type of Christ. And what that means for Christ and how He is that priest forever. And that is true, Jesus. You live to intercede for us. You are now currently at the right hand of God, and you live to pray for us. You live to be that go-between between God the Father and us. And so we thank you so much that we have that kind of relationship with you, that we can be taken care of and prayed for by you. Lord, we also thank you so much that you see wickedness, you see the darkness of this world, and you take note of it, and we don't have to enact vengeance. You have promised us in Romans 12 that vengeance is mine, declares the Lord, and you will repay. And so, Lord, we just take off our vengeance hat right now, our vengeance clothes, our vengeance mind, and we say, Lord, you have perfect justice. You mete out perfect justice. And so we take off that hat and we let you wear it because it's yours. You're the only one who can judge righteously, who can see the intent of a person's heart. And so, Lord, instead of us being judge and jury of our fellow people who have harmed us, help us to place that in your capable hands because you see things we can't. And you have empathy that we maybe don't have because we can only see the person through the lens of our hurt. So, Lord, thank you that you see perfectly and that we don't have to, but we can entrust ourselves to you. I pray for the person today who is holding on to unforgiveness. It's like a security blanket, Lord. It is all they've known. And sometimes, Lord, when we have held on to bitterness and unforgiveness, it becomes our identity. And it becomes kind of how we filter the whole world. And to walk away from it is entirely scary because we don't know what life looks like without it. But I am here to say there is freedom. There is forgiveness for you. There is hope. And there is great deliverance when we lay down our need to enact vengeance and we choose with a tiny little decision to begin the forgiveness journey. It's not a one and done. It's the beginning of a journey. And so as we do that, Lord, I thank you so much that we do not have to carry the weight of everybody else's sins upon us or have them destroy our heart, but instead we relinquish them to you. We relinquish the people that have hurt us. We ask that you would deliver us from an embittered heart and set us free so that we can worship you and see more clearly and walk into this newness of life that we might be afraid of, but it's so, so good. So deliver us today, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by a book called Prayers for the People. And this is by Dr. William B. Coker Sr. And these were compiled much like Oswald Chambers' My Utmost for His Highest was compiled by his wife, Biddy. This book was compiled by William's wife. And Anne has been the editor for this book. And I want to read one of the endorsements for it. Dr. Bill Coker has been a colleague, mentor, and friend to me for many years. His prayers follow his spirit-filled heart. Bill's writings and teaching remind me of the depth given to us from the Apostle Paul. These prayers are clearly in tune with what our Savior had in mind when he taught us to pray. And it is my prayer that prayers for the people will be used by those hoping to increase the depth and effectiveness of their own prayers. This is from Dr. Dan Willis, Senior Pastor of Free Life Community Wesleyan Church in Terre Haute, Indiana. And another one says this, "This book is not a fast read. Rather, it is a be still and take in the soul-touching prayers by a pastor to and for his congregation. Prayers for the People is a glimpse into the heart of a man who has learned the secret of prayer and intimacy with God. One can only be inspired to pursue a deeper prayer life after reading this beautiful collection of pastoral prayers." And this was written by Jan Speidel, licensed clinical social worker in Indiana. And so thank you so much, Prayers for the People and Ann Coker, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. If you would like to be a sponsor of the show, you can email my assistant Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com.